Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome to August 8th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And I don't do this show because I love history. In fact, I find history rather boring, to be quite honest with you. I do it because I'm a proud patriotic American, and I think that America has some of the greatest stories in the history of mankind. And I'm here to tell you all about it. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America! Very nice. And now moving on to today's headlines. NWA releases Straight Outta Compton. Nixon resigns. But wish happy birthday to Ernest Lawrence, who invented the cyclotron. Edison patents the mimeograph. And the Tigers beat the Yankees in 73 minutes. Alright, so now let's do this! 1988, NWA releases Straight Outta Compton. Five men, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, MC Ren, and DJ Yella, released an autobiography of West Coast rap that was not expected to rush to number one on the charts. By 1981, crack cocaine was introduced into the streets of cities all over America, and it was turning neighborhoods into war zones, with fatalities from all gangs littering the streets. Compton, South Central Los Angeles, 1987. A 16-year-old O'Shea Jackson, or Ice Cube to his friends, wrote the lyrics to Boys in the Hood, describing life on the streets. It would be produced by Andrew Young, or Dre for short, but after East Coast rappers Homeboys Only turned down the song, it would need the magnetic vocals of Eric Wright, aka Eazy-E, to deliver the punch. After that, Eazy formed Ruthless Records with manager Jerry Heller, and NWA got signed to Priority Records. Armed with controversial songs like Gangsta Gangsta, F the Police, and Dope Man, Straight Outta Compton would be released on this day in 1988, introducing the world to the streets of crack cocaine, violence, police brutality, and survival. The album was an instant hit, and the band began touring. But with lyrics like, I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two, they can't cope with me, NWA wound up on an FBI list. Many of the other lyrics prompted a group called the Parents Music Resource Center, led by Tipper Gore, wife of future Vice President Al Gore, to slap a sticker on this and other albums featuring suggestive content that said Parent Advisory, explicit lyrics. But Straight Outta Compton probably had an even bigger impact, as years later, the streets of South Central LA would erupt into riots and flames as a leaked video caught white police beating a black man named Rodney King. The streets were brought into the studio, and Eazy would part with the other boys. Cube and Dre went off to pursue their own very successful solo careers, while Eazy died of AIDS in 1995. 1974, Nixon resigns on national television. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger suggested this move in the national interest, and speechwriter Raymond Price wrote SP 3125, President Richard Nixon's resignation from the White House. This event was filmed and shown on TV and shocked America. For 2 years, Nixon had been battling the fallout from the Watergate scandal, where a member of his staff and several other burglars were caught by police at the Democratic National Convention headquarters trying to wiretap the Watergate complex. Legend has it, Forrest Gump was the one who called the police, but that hasn't been verified.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Just seen if you're paying attention. For the next 2 years, Nixon denied any involvement, but in July 1973, the Watergate tapes were discovered, which had recorded conversations between Nixon and his staff members authorizing the break-in. On August 8, 1974, Tricky Dick Nixon bowed to the pressure from his cabinet and public pressure to resign as president, the only time that it ever happened in U.S. history. The following day, on August 9th, he took off with his family in a helicopter, waved a V, smiled, and left the White House towards Yorba Linda, California. Several minutes later, Gerald Ford took over as President of the United States. In great invention and patent news, got a few of them here. 1901, happy birthday, Ernest Lawrence of Canton, South Carolina, who invented the cyclotron, which is a type of particle accelerator used for high beams for testing nuclear physics. I have no idea what I just said, but happy birthday, Ernie. 1876, Thomas Edison patents the mimeograph, which is a low-cost printing press that forces ink through a stencil onto paper. 1854, Smith & Wesson patents metal bullet cartridges. And in 1911, the millionth patent is filed in the U.S. Patent Office by Francis Holton for a tubeless vehicle tire. In baseball news, 1920, the Tigers beat the Yankees 1-0 in the shortest American League game, 73 minutes. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 8th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, what do you think of NWA? That was my music growing up, actually, when I was just graduating from high school. In fact, during the 90s, I never really got into the grunge scene, and the hair metal fad had gone away. So really, for me, seemed like Dr. Dre was the only good thing that was on the radio. But that's just me. Nixon's resignation. Considering all the scandals that the White House deals with to this day, if something like the Watergate scandal happened, would anyone even notice, I wonder, or care, besides the opposing party? So yeah, let me know what you think. Did you send my brother Tony a happy birthday card? You should, if you haven't already. And now be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Battle of Cedar Creek Mountain, Charles Manson, the 1929 stock market crash, and a 3D printing device. Don't miss it. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.